But, you know, I think it's time to finish the job here. I think it's time for us to...
This motherfucker was a plant, Joe Biden. He was put into power illegally. He was then utilized to be the figurehead that was perceived to be incompetent to destroy our country. If you look at what he's done and you look at the damage that he's created, this man was put in power to do that damage. And then for all of us who say, oh, look, he's so dumb, he doesn't know what he's doing. There's nothing dumb about what these people are doing. The dumb motherfucker is Joe Biden. Had they had a competent leader in there, let's say they had a Barack Obama, they would look at that guy and they would say, dude, that guy's a fucking traitor. So they needed someone who looked incompetent to do what they've done. And that's another reason why they're pushing Kamala now, because the job isn't done, which coincidentally is their slogan. Let's finish the job.
Our economic plan is working. We now have to finish the job, but there's more to do.
Biden was stole the election 2020.
We have put together, I think, the most extensive and inclusive voter fraud organization in the history of American politics.
We went from an under 50% of the population saying they were concerned about cheating in 2020 to now our biggest number, 66% of people are now at least somewhat concerned that cheating will affect the outcome of the 2024 election.
This dude got his freaking work permit and social security card, came here illegally, got documented, got on the buses from Texas to Chicago, and now within 4 months this guy's got his social security card, he's got his workers identification card for working, he's got a driver's license, he's got insurance, he just bought a car, all in 4 months, and has an efficiency apartment that he pays $500 a month for.
Pennsylvania was registering non-citizens for 20 years, and they admit it. This is not subject to debate.
And so then, sticking with the topic of non-citizen voting, isn't it true that this November, non-citizens that reside in D.C. for simply 30 days can vote in D.C. municipal elections?
That's correct.
And D.C. also mails every registered voter a ballot, correct?
Correct.
And so you're telling me that in Washington, D.C., if there is even a small clerical mistake, non-citizens could be mailed a ballot with federal races on them?
That's correct.
We found several other things using open source data. There is a gentleman named Eric Lutzen, and he has matched up a list. He started looking at voters above the age of 80 that were registered for voting and did vote in Michigan, and 17,327 Michigan voters also had a corresponding obituary.
They were on the voter rolls with the birth date of 1850. There were 232 people registered to vote with an address to our local prisons. There were 4,144 people that were 90 years old and older. There were 125 people registered to vote or on the voter rolls that were registered to, or their address comes back to, nonprofit NGOs and different businesses. There were 300 people, approximately 300 people with no first name, just a last name. There were about 110 people that were possible double voters, basically the same name, date of birth, address, but two different voter ID numbers. People were registered to vote at various shelters and all that. And we even found one person on the voter rolls by the name of Jesus Christ.
And now they're finishing up organizing that, and they will move into high gear with all the things they believe will destabilize things, create enough fear to keep them in power. So they're going to strengthen the powers of the executive if they get their puppet in, but they are also preparing to strip powers and strip powers from the Supreme Court by packing the court and adding a whole bunch of new members that they control. So they've got all these things pre-programmed, ready.
Yeah, well, I think we've got all the Democrats who are ready for meaningful ethics reform to bind the Supreme Court. And we're working on changes to the Supreme Court. It can be term limits. It could be adding the number of justices, things we can do without having to have a constitutional amendment. Here is a man who's been a transformative president. He's got an enormous amount done. And yet he has stepped away, and he has passed the torch.
And then when they're ready to deliver the meal of tyranny, they pull out the meal and they serve the poison feast.
Everybody buys the Life Select storable food, which has a 25-year shelf life, just in case of an emergency. Frankly, it's cheaper to eat the Life Select storable food than it is to get groceries in Biden's economy. Then they don't buy the Alexa Pure water filter in conjunction with the storable food. My thinking is, like, how are you going to prepare the food if you don't have clean water? They go hand in hand. You got to get both. What do you think, Jacob?
I mean, you look at every post-apocalyptic movie in the library, the most powerful person has water. I'm a well driller. So we have actually a pretty sound filtration system. But sure. I recommend to people that can't have a complex system like I have to get the Alexa Pure.
Thank you so much for your call. Super important call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I encourage everyone listening now to go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the Life Select storable food. Get the Alexa Pure water filter as well, because you want to make sure that you have the ability to prepare that food with clean, pure water. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Be the reason that we're still on the air.
Mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Well, the world government, the satanic new world order, is out in the open, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us on this Monday, July 29th, 2024 transmission. I'll be here live for the next 4 hours, and then Owen Schroyer, 3 p.m. Central, with the War Room. All right. Trump is saying so many powerful, truthful things that are game-changing. It's hard to keep track of them all. But yesterday, when he did two rallies, incredible, in Minnesota and in places like Nashville, he came out and said the globalists want to depopulate the humans. He said they don't want to just get rid of the cows, as they're doing in Europe and other areas and trying here. They want to get rid of the people, which is true, which you all know. But now, to have Trump calling the globalist deep state out to their faces on their main pillar, their main agenda item, is so key. It's not just Elon Musk doing it. It's not just Alex Jones doing it. It's not just Tucker Carlson doing it. It's not just Joe Rogan doing it and Russell Brand doing it and Naomi Wolf doing it, and the list goes on and on. JFK, RFK Jr., all of them. It's very, very positive to get to that point. So I'm going to be talking about that coming up and really getting into it at the bottom of the hour here in about 25 minutes. Let me just do as I do at the beginning of many shows and just broadcast and let you know what we've got coming up here. We have clear, cut and dry election interference by Google delisting searches of Trump starting on Saturday. After it got attention from Elon Musk and others, they reversed it as of this morning. I woke up at 4 a.m. this morning, checked it, and they were still blocking all basic Trump searches, particularly ones about the attempted assassination. You type in Donald and you get Donald Duck, and you just couldn't get anything under Trump. And then as I'm getting into the office at about 9 a.m. this morning, I researched it, and all the Trump searches are working, which shows when pressure gets put on them, they try to sweep it under the rug, but then they're doing it in so many, really millions of ways. And that's what Professor Epstein, the Congress 8 years ago and 6 years ago and a few years ago, testified to, that just Google's gaming with over 90% of world search results, 90 plus percent, like 91% is the last number I saw, of all searches in the world are done on Google. By gaming that on every subject you can imagine, from open borders to military operations, disasters to fentanyl deaths to drag queen story time, they are there, an essential part of the censorship complex. So we've got that big stack of news. Election interference, Google omits autocomplete search results for failed Trump assassination. It would just give you Donald Duck. Election interference, Musk weighs in on Google search ban on Trump. Tommy Robinson spoke to crowds of tens of thousands peacefully about the Islamic invasion. He was arrested again under anti-terror laws. Shows where the free speech is going. Google memory holes attempted assassination of Trump. Another article on Infowars.com. That is one of the stacks. That Tommy Robinson article snuck in there, but I was intending to cover that as well. I'm glad it snuck in there because I forgot to get that out of my stack. Another big angle we're going to be getting into. FBI confirms Donald Trump was struck by a bullet during July 13th assassination attempt, as major Democrat Party spokespersons all over CNN, all over MSNBC, and all over everywhere are saying nobody got shot. The whole thing's fake. When you can see it on live television, and you can't fake something that real, but because his ear didn't blow off, because they don't understand ballistics, they're saying, well, if a big old bullet hit you, and they show a whole cartridge on TV, the full cartridge that isn't fired out the barrel for Democrats that don't understand that, don't know how to find their ass with both hands, he was grazed in the ear. And I almost told this story, but it's kind of an embarrassing story. And plus, it doesn't even sound real for most people. So I didn't tell the story. But I have been shot with a .22 caliber round in the ear when I was 9 years old. I don't like to put down guns. It was deliberate. And it was a big freak out. And it was a .22 caliber air rifle. But it's .22 caliber, same caliber as a .22 round, not as heavy or long as a 5.56, but 5.56 itself is .22 caliber. And I was not grazed in the ear. I was hit directly in the back from the front, and it blew a hole out the back and bled quite a bit. But within days, there was just a purple spot because the cartilage came back in. You can look at Trump's ear and see the grazing and see how cartilage bleeds a lot, but then it becomes flesh-colored within days. You can see in blow-ups of his ear where the scar is now, but cartilage is different than other types of open skin where it appears red or orange. After a few days, it doesn't because there's only the blood on the surface because cartilage is basically solid compared to fat or muscle. And I experienced this myself when my dad would bring kids down from school, lots of my friends, football, you name it, to our ranch. One time he dropped me and a kid I'd known for a couple of years who seemed nice, named Michael, off. And my grandmother did not like him, though, and she would always let me take the guns out and stuff. But this time she said, you know, I talked to that kid. She was a school teacher. I don't really like him. She was very honest. She said, don't bring him back here. Because I guess she would sit there and talk to us at dinner. She was, that kid's a liar. I don't like him. I thought he was a nice kid. And then my dad and mom pulled up 2 days later to pick us up, take us back to Dallas, because the ranch was 2 hours from Dallas. I spent a lot of weekends there, as I've said. And my grandmother would only let us take out the pellet guns that were there. Well, the pellet guns had belonged to my dad and my uncle. They were like vintage. They were the old .22 caliber, single-pump, high-powered ones, where it's really hard to even do the one pump. And we're getting ready to leave, and we get in an argument, and I had a regular BB gun, the smaller caliber. That's the only guns that were there. And then he had my uncle's old pump, and he's about 50 feet away, and he just aimed it at me, at my head, and pulled the trigger. And it went right through my right ear at the back, and there's still just a tiny little star-shaped white scar because cartilage just back together. And I remember how amazed I was at within a few days there wasn't even anything but just a purple mark where it happened. And I've got another BB in my leg where I grew up in a golf course community in Rockwall, Texas. And back then, it wasn't built up like it is now outside Dallas. And so there were hundreds of acres of ranch land by railroad tracks that were behind the neighborhood. And there were creek bottoms back there. And when I say ranch, that sometimes there were cows on it, but not normally. It was mainly woods. Somebody would rotate cows through there. We would trespass on it and hike around in there. And I'd get together with neighborhood kids. And I was trained in firearms and trained in safety. But one time, six or seven of us were down there running around shooting and doing stuff. And another kid shot me in the leg. And the BB is still there. It was deeper in the muscle. As I got older, it's worked out at the surface. And you can actually see it on the surface under my skin, a bump. and I've intended to have it removed. In fact, I keep saying I am, but never get around to it. I think I'm going to get some doctor to remove it. I think I'm going to shoot video of it. This is an interesting little aside. But so I've been shot in the leg, and I've got a BB in there, regular BB caliber. What is it, 177 or whatever they call it? And then I've got a 22 caliber pellet gun exit point back here. Like I said, right to the ear, right to the back. So it's interesting that I've been basically shot in the same place as Trump. True story, but I've already told the story. I said, coming up, I'll tell you about it. But massive denials that happened to Trump. And it just shows some of the very same big leftist accounts and national TV hosts have demonized me for questioning Sandy Hook happening when all I did was cover the internet questioning it. I never created it, only set it off and on like maybe 5-6 shows. They had 22 minutes of evidence. They sued me 5-6 years after I'd even really talked about it and then lied about what I did. They said I simply built their houses, I peed on graves, I made money off of them. None of that's true. They put fake evidence on. I was already found guilty. I couldn't counter it. Just totally made up crap. And then the very same people saying I am Satan incarnate for doing things I never even did are all over the place saying nobody was shot. It's all fake. It's totally staged. Incredible. But listen, they shouldn't be censored. They shouldn't be censored. They have a right to say the pigs fly if they want. They have a right to say the moon is made of cheese. They have a right to be wrong and a right to their opinion. I had a right to say I thought day one Jussie Smollett was staged. It turned out it was. But if I was wrong, I have a right to say I think this is staged. And they have a right to say they think it's staged. But the idea that I cut my teeth on or was known for Sandy Hook is preposterous. And when prominent people, and I'll leave it at that, well, they're actually been pretty public about it. Tucker Carlson went to bat to Elon Musk without me even knowing, told me about it a little bit later. Kim.com went to bat for me and told me about it later, which you saw him say on air. And so did some other prominent people. And they said to Elon, you know he wasn't banned off X for saying nobody died at Sandy Hook and attacking families. And Elon finally, he said this in an interview that I did with him for 2.5 hours, famously. Pull that up, had like 50 million views on X. He said, no, I know you're telling the truth, Mr. Jones. I went and pulled the logs. He went to the whole history, everything I've ever posted, everything that's ever been deleted. They have a whole history. And he goes, there was no coverage of Sandy Hook. You never said any of this on our platform, and you were not banned for that. You were banned for confronting Oliver Darcy, the CNN reporter, at the congressional halls on a hearing about me and censorship that I was not allowed to be part of. That's why I went there, so I'd be in the audience. And I confront him and say, how dare you run around and try to get me censored everywhere? And then he complained. They called it bullying. And that's why I was banned. In fact, there's even the CEO at the time and also the head lawyer. Remember on Joe Rogan with Tim Pool? Now, like, what was it, like 4 years ago? And they pull up the logs there with their iPhones and say he was banned for this. So everybody thinks I got banned 5 years ago for Sandy Hook. It wasn't even on the radar. I wasn't known for that. It's not even something, it was like, it's ridiculous. And so they dredged it all up, had a PR firm run thousands of articles that I was peeing on graves and making money off these people. They did all this discovery, mixed it all up, cooked it up, misrepresented it, then said I didn't give them discovery, defaulted me, had a show trial. The reason I raise that is it's important to understand how these folks operate. They said last week, and it was put all over national news, that J.D. Vance had sex with his couch. No one ever said that. He didn't say that in his book. They even said it was definitive in his book that he liked to have sex with his couch cushions. It's totally made up. Remember, they still say that Biden even did it again, that Trump said that white, that Hispanics, that Mexicans are all bad people. Never said anything close to that. And so this is what they do, but they just say it and 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 say it. Now, here's an example of something innocuous. There's only one thing I'm better known as, and then I'll get into all the news. This is important to understand how propaganda works. I went to pick up my 7-year-old daughter from summer camp yesterday while I didn't do the nighttime show because I had to pick her up at like 3 o'clock by the time I got back from the hill country. It's an hour and a half drive. It was too late to do the show. Chase guys did a great job. I watched a lot of it once I got home. I got home right as the show started. And when I got there, I got mobbed by the camp counselors and by the kids and by everybody and by the people, you know, they're almost all listeners. And it's big camp, Christian camp. And they all wanted me to, not all of them, I mean, like a half of them wanted me to pose with their camera or, hey, my mom's a big fan, say something about gay frogs. And then my middle daughter, who's a camp counselor there, she's 16, Georgia runs up with a whole bunch of people that are fans. She's on the work detail there. And they all wanted me to sit there and talk about gay frogs to them. Not one person wanted me to talk about Sandy Hook. They all wanted to talk about gay frogs. And that's an example how one thing you do or one thing you say out of context when the media runs with it becomes what you are. Now, I did say the gay frog thing. And it was at the end of a long analysis with studies out of South Africa, studies out of California, studies out of Texas, studies out of China, that runoff from atrazine, even at allowable levels, bends the gender of male frogs where the majority of them want to have sex with other male frogs for whatever reason, and then their populations die. So I said, I'm not against gay people in general. I'm against, though, chemicals in the water that turn the friggin' frogs gay and by extension bend the gender of humans. And it is a fact that's going on. So that's something innocuous that, you know, all the nightly news shows and comedy shows attack me, Colbert, Jimmy Kimmel, all of them, because they wanted to make a joke about it so you wouldn't investigate what is actually in the water supply by design, bending gender. So I should be known for Bohemian Grove. I should be known for helping get Trump elected. I should be known for exposing the New World Order and being dead on about hundreds of big topics. Instead, I'm known for gay frogs and Sandy Hook. Now, I deserve the gay frog thing because I said it. And it was true, but it was kind of just a rant at the end of a serious analysis. They didn't show any of the hour-long thing I did on gender-bending chemicals, not just atrazine in the water, a real public service announcement back before anybody was really talking about it. But the system chose to make a joke about it, so when people heard about chemicals in the water in the future, they would think it was a joke. It's not a joking matter. But on the Sandy Hook thing, those people, PR firms, have attached themselves to me to stay relevant, to do fundraisers in the hundreds of millions of dollars reportedly, to lie about me and claim I did all these things to them, all cooked up by the CIA and the FBI. It's now come out in court and in documents and in undercover videos as a way to demonize the populace, to sell people on supporting the destruction of the First Amendment 6 years ago, to then set the precedent for everybody else. And that's why it's historically important to mention that and to talk about that, and I'm done talking about it now. I'll plow back through all this news in great detail, I promise you. And then Judge Joe Brown, who knew Biden when Brown goes way back, and also knows all about Kamala and Willie Brown, he's going to drop the big secrets coming up in the third hour today. But I do also intend to open the phones up some of the second hour on the big subject of Trump coming out and saying the globalists want to depopulate you. You're like, we already all know that. Well, no, you know that. The general public's starting to know that. But Trump getting on board with this is going to be seismic and a big deal, because when the public finally figures out the New World Order agenda, it's game over for them. So that's where we're at. But I've refused to watch the fake HBO documentary about me. But I have watched clips of it, and I have read transcripts of it. But I already knew what was going to be there because I was in the two trials that was scripted. They had scripts and stuff and what we could say, what we couldn't say. It was all just totally staged. I shouldn't even have participated in it, but I didn't understand how staged it was until I was in the middle of it. And they have, you know, this fake garbage in there where they got all our discovery, all our sales numbers, emails, all our stuff, and then defaulted us and said we never gave them anything. Notice that's a lie right there. And then we used to, every 2 weeks, we wouldn't charge people for food they ordered. That was a big hot time back then for storable food. Still is. Why don't you wish you'd have bought it then? It's, you know, it would have beat inflation for you. But every 2 weeks, they would then, once the food shipped out of Utah, we drop ship, you know, from there, they would then run all the credit cards. So we wouldn't run your credit card. You'd make the order. And then when they told us, because they would do it in a big run in like one day, it's a huge factory. I've gone and shown you. It's the biggest warehouse I've ever seen. You could park a Star Destroyer in it. They got other ones around the country. And so that 2 weeks of sales of food, gross sales was like $300,000. And then we had a new product, DNA Force Plus, come out then. And so it was $400,000 in profit in one day, or not profit, in sales, gross sales. And they found one article that Don Salazar wrote about Sandy Hook that corresponded with that day. And they showed the jury that, who had already been found guilty, and said, look, he coordinated this $400,000, because most days we're bringing in like $30,000, as they show, with Sandy Hook. No, they just took 10 years of data, or by that time, nine years of data, and they just lined it up and found some place that was a big spike around the same time and go, look, he made money. What the hell does running your food orders through because they shipped your food have to do with me, like this dirty rat that's there rubbing my hands together? And I explained that, and they wouldn't let me get out of court. And they knew all that, and they understood that. And I explained that in depositions, and they knew that. As, I mean, you, a lot of you have been listening for 20 years. What I sell on air products, and it has nothing to do with the news we're covering. Unless I see a story about poison in the water, and I go, yeah, you should get our water filters. They're the highest rate, lowest price. It's all very clear. But I don't sit here. I've never had meetings with a Don Salazar, who's still here, does a great job, about, you know, coordinating a story. What does it have to do with us? Okay, they ship the food, charge the credit cards. It's like those of you that pre-ordered the Trump bulletproof shirt. It's now in, it's now shipping. You saw on there it said pre-order, 2 weeks for delivery or longer. Credit card will be charged when it ships. Well, I mean, we've sold, I think, 6,000 of the shirts, and I think they're going to ship them like today, so they're about to charge it. You'll see a spike in our sales because it's 2-3 weeks of the shirts being sold. And by their logic, because I talked about Sandy Hook today, when that runs through and we bring in 50 grand or whatever it is, I haven't done the numbers, that means that money's theirs. No, it has nothing to do with you. It has to do with Trump getting shot and us talking about it. But again, that's the games they play and the deception they play. But I refuse to spend a lot of our time responding to this crap. But there, I just did. And the reason I am is my mother only like twice a year asks me for something. As you usually spend more time with your family or go to church with me or, you know, come over and pray with us, stuff like that. But my mother asked me a month ago, she said, I want you to make a documentary about these people. I want you to expose them. I don't like this. I know they lied. I've seen the evidence, and I don't appreciate that. You're not perfect, but damn it, you didn't do this. So I'm going to do what she wants, and I want them to know that. I hate going through it. I hate talking about them. I hate going back to and showing the PR firm and the CIA people and the FBI and the lawyers and all of them, but people have a right to know. It'll probably be like a 10-minute documentary, fast-moving, but just show from the start to finish what happened, what went down, how they did it, how they ran the, you know, their disinfo operation. And then just, you know, it might be 20 minutes because there's, you know, there's so much to cover. It's just, it's despicable. And they think you're stupid. And that's what it comes down to. They raise money off me with fundraising ads all over the internet and all over everywhere. They make themselves pertinent by, we're victims of Alex Jones. No one even knows Adam Lanza's name that killed the kids. It's all about me. And instead of sitting here and taking it anymore, I'm going to start exposing these people. So you thought I was exposing you before. I never did anything to you. You did stuff to me. I'm a victim of you. This is a make it or break it moment, so I need people to connect those synapses in their brain for you to make a decision. If you don't support InfoWars, we will be shut down. And people say, well, they're constantly trying to shut you down. How are you still in the air? God. But God works through people. So we're in a paradox here where the judge says we're open for 3 more months. If we're able to get a buyer under the law, they won't be able to shut us down. I'll just work for somebody else. And that's coming. That's got to be set up. But in the meantime, if people believe the news that we're being shut down everywhere, which they tried to do and failed, by that foregone conclusion, we're shut down. And under the last federal bankruptcy manager who would not reorder product and killed all our advertising, who was positioning us to be shut down and tried to shut us down, we caught him. The judge caught him and fired him. We're almost sold out of all the products. All right? we have a lot of great products that are still in stock, limited supplies. So I need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com. And we just had a donation button. Maybe we should just do that. You're fighting for freedom in a key election, battling the globalists. We need support. But we want a long-term relationship with you. We want to be symbiotic. We want you to get great products you like, get them delivered to you quickly, and enjoy them and have them empower you and make your life better so you love them and you keep getting them. We want a relationship. So there's the InfoWars MD line that I don't talk about enough that is all the highest quality, whether it's turmeric or whether it's natural sleep aid or whether it's saw palmetto with other compounds that are great for your prostate, also great for women's breasts. It affects the same type of tissues that have those hormonal fluctuations. I'm not a doctor, but I read the literature. You need to go to InfoWarsStore.com and go to the sections that have the whole line, over a dozen products, InfoWars MD. We've got ashwagandha gummy. Relaxes you, makes you feel really relaxed with no downer feeling. Amazing. An incredible product. Good night sleep. We have a lot of great sleep aids. This one's excellent. They're all different formulas. People love it. Good night sleep. InfoWars MD. Ashwagandha with black pepper, which relaxes you and makes you lose weight. These are all concentrates. Joint Relief Max works really well. Great pain relief. Huge bottle of it. You know, jam-packed. It's there. Joint Relief Max. InfoWars MD. Prostate support. Already mentioned that. This is just a top formula. Super high quality. Organic. Nerve Renew. Amazing. To get your nerves, not to kill pain, but to get your nerves healthy. Nitric Boost. Vitamin Real Fusion about to sell out. About to sell out. Real Red Pill Plus. And something I never talk about and should talk about more, Probiotic Fiber. A super high-end product at a low price at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you all for your support. It's been sold out for a while. It is pure deep earth crystal iodine. It's so hard to make. You've got to have DEA approved labs to do it. And it takes months and months to break it down in this special patented process. Nobody else has true nascent iodine. They put it on the label, but it's still bound to other elements and it's not fully absorbable by the cells. It's the missing link. Even the UN estimates 2+ billion people have cognitive disabilities because of iodine deficiency. Up until the 30s, we had major IQ reduction because of lack of iodine in the U.S. food supply, especially in the U.S. Midwest. From the 30s to the early 80s, the government put crappy iodine in the salt by law. And IQs went up 15 points on average. Burnt defects went way down. And then in the early 80s, they took it out again. This is the deep earth crystal, pure, meaning atomic, on the atomic table. And it goes into the cells at a cellular level. Survival Shield X2, now available 25% off. InfoWarsStore.com. 5-star review. Or call toll-free 888-253-3139.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
I don't care what the globalists say about trying to protect Trump. They got to kill Trump. That's the key. They got to kill Pop. That's the key, to quote the Godfather. All right, let me recap what's coming up. I'm going to drill into this huge statement Trump made and some of his other amazing statements the last 2 days and speeches. Massive election interference by Google. We're going to get more into that. FBI confirms Donald Trump was struck by a bullet during July 13th assassination attempt, despite all these claims that it wasn't happening. I don't need the FBI to tell me. You can see the damn bullet in the high-speed video. Thomas Matthews Crook spotted 90 minutes before Trump assassination attempt. SWAT team reports now leaked to Fox News. And it's all been confirmed that they were telling the Secret Service he had rangefinders, appeared to be casing everything, that he needed to be followed or stopped 90 minutes. Now, remember, I said Saturday the day it happened on the 13th, 2+ weeks ago, I said, this looks like total stand down. And we know for 2 minutes people are saying he's on the roof, he's got a gun. Then it turned out to be 7 minutes and 26 minutes. And now 90 minutes. We've got that incredible information. Also, Biden's coming to Austin, Texas tonight. He lands at 2:30. They're going to shut down large parts of the city. And he's set to make his announcement of packing the Supreme Court and a bunch of other nightmare operations. We've got that. And there's a lot of conservatives saying, yay, he may be removed via the 25th Amendment. Republicans are moving forward to do that because the Democrats already secretly threatened him with the 25th. So they're saying if he is incompetent, he's got to go. You don't want that. That will make Kamala be the president. It'll make her look legitimate. And again, she's going to lose, but they need you to believe that she could win. They know that no one would believe Biden could steal it for a second time. Kamala's being put in so they can try to steal it and to make it believable. But here's the key. The key. I mean, key. They wouldn't have tried to kill Trump on the 13th in Butler, Pennsylvania, if they didn't know the landslide's so big, they're going to have massive problems stealing it because it's too big to rig because they've only got so many dead people and people that moved out of district in Zuckerberg's 450-something million database. Remember that? So they are in absolute full panic mode on that front. The CIA denies Trump's shooter was subject of MKUltra. So he wasn't like Theodore Kaczynski, who was CIA, admittedly. It wasn't like he was CIA connected like Lee Harvey Oswald or Tim McVeigh or Sirhan Sirhan. No. This time, they weren't involved. And maybe they weren't. You know, the FBI is basically just as bad or worse. But they definitely, the globalists definitely stood down there. We'll be getting to all that. Also, you know, it happened on Friday. We covered it some of the special reports on Saturday. Chase did a great job last night covering it when he sat in for me. But the whole satanic ritual that got the attention is the Last Supper being blasphemed. There are a bunch of other rituals they did that were just as crazy, including a died suddenly video that I saw but forgot to send that we're going to make sure we have in the computer. They did a died suddenly Olympics ritual. Yeah, here it is. So we have it. That is coming up. Everybody dies of heart attacks. They love to tell you what they're going to do to you. Also, Kamala Harris would eliminate religious freedom, has extreme anti-Christian, anti-Catholic agenda. Ukraine group arrested for arson attacks in Poland and Baltic nations. They've been blaming on Russians, but still NATO blames the Russians. False flags there. There is just so much we're going to be getting to here today. WHO, right on time with them doing emergency authorization here in the U.S. for the new mRNA bird flu vaccine. It's not a vaccine, it's a gene therapy. Pushes new mRNA bird flu vaccines. And this with the Pentagon openly saying, okay, looks like the shots are killing people. That's all coming up today. But first, let's get into some of the Trump's latest statements at different speeches he gave in Nashville, Tennessee, and also up in town in Minnesota to roarous applause and support. These things have just gone from exciting to electric. Here is President Trump in Minnesota saying, Kamala and the Democrats want to ban your cows. They're already doing it in Europe. They plan to try to do it here. It's happening in Canada. It's all part of the WEF agenda, but they really want to get rid of people. Yeah, carbon is what we're made of. So we are the carbon they want to reduce. I can show you Bill Gates saying cut down trees. They're bad too. So they're listing cows as super pollutants. So here's President Trump hitting on all cylinders.
And now we have somebody that's, I believe, worse than him. I really do. Kamala called for slashing consumption of red meat to fight climate change. Now, you know what that means, because in a couple of countries, they're actually getting rid of their cows and their cattle. They want to get rid of their cattle because they say it's environmentally unacceptable. So that'll be next. They're going to be coming to you, Tom. Please go to the legislature and get rid of all cows, all cattle. Horses will be next. And at some point, I guess they'll go after the human also. It's crazy. The humans are next.
Like when they were taking down Robert E. Lee statues 6 years ago, he said next it'll be George Washington, Thomas Jefferson. Hundreds of Thomas Jefferson and George Washington statues have been removed across the country. Last week in the big courthouse in Chicago, they were beginning to remove it, and the mayor finally got cold feet and didn't. So, yeah, it's very simple. They're saying cow farts are bad. Well, give me a second to explain this. You know what comes out of the end of your ass, right, folks? That's right. Most of that gas is what? What is it? Methane. So if a cow's farts are bad, yours are bad too. And again, there were more buffalo, you can look this up, three times more in North America 200 years ago, it's estimated, than there are cows today. It's the same animal. You can breed it with a buffalo. Cows are all over the world except Antarctica. They're everywhere. And they're good. And they're not bad. And methane helps hold the atmosphere into the earth. So we don't lose our atmosphere. All the scientists that actually study astrophysics and how it works understand that. So cows have always been here. They're not bad. They're good. It's all a fraud. But they want total control over everything. Such an amazing clip. Now, let's play Trump on Bitcoin and central bank digital currencies. I have several clips on that. And then we're going to clip 17 from MSNBC. Here are those clips.
But for too long, our government has violated the cardinal rule that every Bitcoiner knows by heart. Never sell your Bitcoin, right? That's right, isn't it, huh? That's right. How did I figure that one? Never sell your Bitcoin. And so, as the final part of my plan today, I am announcing that if I am elected, it will be the policy of my administration, United States of America, to keep 100% of all the Bitcoin the U.S. government currently holds or acquires into the future. We'll keep 100%. I hope you do well, please. This will serve, in effect, as the core of the strategic national Bitcoin stockpile. As you know, most of the Bitcoin currently held by the United States government was obtained through law enforcement action. You know that. They took it from you. Let's take that guy's life. Let's take his family, his house, his Bitcoin. We'll turn it into Bitcoin. It's been taken away from you because that's where we're going now. That's where this country is going. It's a fascist regime.
How many of you know a black man who has expressed to you that they're committed to voting for Donald Trump? Okay. For the brothers who have told you that or said that to you, has the emergence of Kamala Harris changed that for those brothers?
No.
So, they asked a bunch of white ladies in Wisconsin, who are you going to vote for? Trump. Ask black guys, who are you going to vote for? Trump. But we're told Kamala, who's been having rallies that I posted on X over the weekend, with maybe 200 people at them. And we're to believe this lady, who's as black as I am, or as Native American as Pocahontas, Senator Warren, is really set to win. They know Trump's going to win a landslide. They need to be able to steal it. They want to be able to convince you that Kamala Harris can win. I thought we had these on the computer. We don't. They're pulling them in right now. Trump's fiery speech in Nashville on CBDCs, central bank digital currencies, are a threat to liberty. He's damn right. And Harris has a low IQ. And we've got another clip we're going to play. We'll play them back to back of him talking about Kamala being no Margaret Thatcher. And boy, do I agree.
Next, I will immediately order the Treasury Department and other federal agencies to cease and desist all steps necessary because, you know, there's a thing going on in your industry. They want to move the creation of a central bank digital currency. It's over. Forget it.
Yes.
CBDC. There will never be a CBDC while I'm president of the United States. And I will always defend the right to self-custody. Self-custody. You're going to have a great industry. You're going to have a great industry, and we're going to be fuel for your industry, not demolish your industry. America will once again be a nation that protects property rights, privacy, freedom of transaction, freedom of association, and freedom of speech. We're going to change our, we're going to go back to the old days when we were a nation that was building, not a nation that was eating itself alive from within. Feeling very smart people, too. Congratulations on all that you've accomplished. This room is amazing. The people in this room, high IQ individuals. I'm running against a low IQ individual, her. I'm not even talking about him, her. I got a low IQ individual. Over the past 3.5 years, Border Czar Harris, which is what she called herself, even the New York Times today, they took an article out of the New York Times, Border Czar. Now, you know, they're deleting everything that says, these people back there are deleting everything. But we already have it. You know, 3 months ago, she was thought of so badly they were just killing her. And now that she's in this position, they're trying to make her into a, let's say, Margaret Thatcher. I don't think so. It's not going to happen. Margaret Thatcher didn't laugh like that, did she? Did she laugh? If she did, she wouldn't have been Margaret Thatcher. It's very simple, right? Border Czar Harris allowed almost 20 million illegal aliens to stampede into our country.
Boom. Powerful. These are important clips, and they're trying to censor Trump, but their attempt, Google, to block his name, we couldn't even search it. It would just bring up Donald Duck for 2 days, has blown up. He's now trending the top of everywhere as people want to hear what's being blocked. Look at that stadium completely packed in a small town in Minnesota. And, of course, a crowd even way bigger than that in Nashville for the Bitcoin event. Up to 2 events a day right now. Absolutely amazing. All right, I want to speak to the assassination now that happened back on the 13th. It's now the 29th, more than 2 weeks ago. And the propaganda that nobody was shot and that Trump faked it and that he had a fake bandage, he takes it off, and then they use blurry video to go, oh, we don't see anything. And if you actually get the HD videos and blow it up, you see the streak through his cartilage that's gone. And it was a graze. They tried to kill him. That's the point. Imagine if they would have missed completely. Then they would have said, you know, the other people didn't even die or get injured. But you cannot fake something like this. And the HD slowed down video of the 5.56 bullet. By the grace of God, a few centimeters to the left, and he would have been dead or a vegetable. Grievously wounded, but by the grace of God, it didn't happen, and now they're trying to rewrite history while claiming the ultimate sin is to question a mass shooting and then misappropriating and misattributing things I never did. I'm the devil. I didn't lie about WMDs in Iraq. I didn't kidnap kids at the Clintons out of Haiti. I didn't commit any of these leprous crimes, but I'm the worst guy on earth for saying things I never said, but then they openly say the type of things they claim I said, and they're the good guys. But now after the firestorm with Ray saying, well, he might have been hit by a bullet, maybe shrapnel. He's on the podium out front where the bullets are coming from. You don't get shrapnel before a bullet hits something. And then shrapnel shoots out in a 360 degrees above and below, not back towards the president. And I've had top world snipers on concurring with my layman's view of that. They say abso-frickin-lutely. Maybe if a bullet shot back and hit metal a foot behind him, it would splatter back and maybe do something, but it dissipates very quickly. But not 50, 60 feet behind hitting a bleacher and then shoots back and nicks his ear. No, it went right by his ear. And again, the ear is cartilage, and so it bleeds a lot at first and it seals itself, and an open wound in cartilage is the color basically white. And then Trump does put the bronzer on So basically makeup, and it's bronzer over it. And that's why you just see the slit in his ear. And I'll show you some of those photos. And we'll do the HD of these. Overhead shot, please. FBI confirms Donald Trump was struck by a bullet during the July 13th assassination attempt. Again, I was shot when I was 9 years old by a .22 caliber pellet gun in the ear and actually pierced right through it. It didn't graze me. Went right through the back, blew a hole, and in days, perfectly sealed. I was always amazed by that. For a few years, I had a little purple spot on the back, and over time, that went away as well. And again, I could rant. I had to tell my dad I was going to do this. People, it just sounds unbelievable. People haven't been around guns a lot. They don't know about this stuff. But the point is, I could call my dad right now because he pulled up to get me at the ranch with my friend I brought with me that was an idiot and shot me. And he was the witness to this with my mom. See if I randomly. I tried to call him earlier. He hates going on air. I'm going to tell him we're on air. Let me see if my dad answers. I called him earlier. He didn't answer. I was going to try to see if he'd come on the show and talk about it. See, it just sounded ridiculous. So I got shot in the ear like Trump, too, by the .22 caliber pellet gun. Let me see if he answers. Something else. Here we go. See if he answers. I called him twice for the show. Didn't answer. He's got hearing aids, though. Sometimes they're not plugged into the phone.
Hi, this is David Jones. Please leave a message.
I'm getting really irritated now by this. I'm calling again. Answer. He usually answers. I don't know what he's up to. I haven't seen him in a couple of weeks. I'll get him to tell the story. Because, I mean, none of this stuff, you know, the left are just pure idiots. And this is important. You know, let's say a pellet gun, I forget. Guys, look up what a .22 caliber, high-powered, this was a high-powered one, pellet gun, goes at, 400, 500 feet a second, I'm guessing? And then a 5.56 comes out at 3,000 feet. A BB gun's, wow, 1,000 feet per second, didn't know that. Wow. Point is, it went right through my ear, and a lot of blood, and then just stopped, and then just sealed up, and it was nothing. It was like, wow, that's crazy. It didn't leave like a piercing either, like the cartilage just sealed back up. Well, it didn't matter. True story. But, continuing here, and again, I want you guys to show the HDs of these. I sent you to these. FBI confirms Donald Trump was struck by a bullet during July 13th assassination attempt. And here are folks showing the AP photo blow-ups of him in recent interviews. You see the groove out of the cartilage where it's just a little bit darker because that's because cartilage, again, is different than normal flesh. And then once the blood's gone through it, it lightens up. You can see just the nick right there in the ear. And there's the blow-up of it. See, just a piece of the cartilage is gone. It just nicked him. But they, all the left says, no, that hit, it has such force, the whole ear comes off. No, that's not how it works. If you hit maybe a millimeter in here towards the middle, and it got enough pressure hitting bone, and the bone exploded, then it would blow the ear off. But if it nicks, I can't tell you how many times I've been shooting a cactus, as a target. You drive out in the countryside, and there's a cactus 500 yards away, and it's about, it's a prickly pear. It's about, the one prickly pear piece you're shooting, it's about 10 inches tall, about 6 inches wide. You want to use it as a target. I'll even get a black marker out, a Sharpie, and I'll put a black dot right in the middle. And then you start shooting at it while you're sighting the gun in, and the gun isn't perfectly sighted in. You hadn't shot it in a few years. It was banging around the back of the pickup truck, and it nicks the top of the prickly pear. And you drive up and look at it, use a spotting scope, and you just see this little perfect nick through the top, the little cut on the top. That's exactly the same thing. And I would say prickly pear is kind of like cartilage. It's like plant cartilage. It's tough. It's fibrous. It's very similar to that. A little juice comes out of it, but in an hour you can't really see it because it just seals up. It's the same thing. And you keep shooting, and then after you dial the scope in, you're hitting right in the bullseye. You draw on the prickly pear. A little secret, I don't have to buy any targets, just use prickly pears. Sometimes I'll use, if they're, if it's that time of the season, the spring or summer, prickly pear fruits. You can use that as your bullseye and try to blow those off. But that's just a little inside baseball there on that front. So here it is. And then right here is the left showing it with his hair over the part that got nicked and saying, where's the bullet wound? Well, the bullet wound's right here. You can see where the ear is concave, where it went, the bullet sped right past him and nicked his ear. They don't understand being nicked. And the left's also showing these, where his hair has combed over the ear, and you can clearly still see the nick right here, but they're trying to claim that that did not happen. All right, I'm going to go to break, and I'm going to come back and get into Biden coming to Austin and why that's important. It's not really important, except he's going to announce the attack on the Supreme Court and a bunch of other garbage, so it is important, and how most Americans, including conservatives, want him to step down. We do not want him to step down. That will elevate Kamala Harris to, quote, the presidency. Well, she'll have presidential powers in the next 98 days we have left in the election. In fact, let's put it on screen. It's 98 days, right? And then how many days? You had 79 onto that to the inauguration. That's how much time that idiot and her controllers will have power to do whatever they want, and she'll be elevated to this presidential level. We do not want that. So I'll be talking about that. Also, the incredible stand down. Now, 90 minutes. Yeah, it's 174 days the inauguration. And then how many days the election? 98, so my memory served. So there we go. All right, I'm going to break. Please remember, I cannot do this without you. So if you like what we're doing and you like fighting back against tyranny, you don't want to roll over and be their slave. It's real simple. Support the broadcast. And I thank those that have, and I encourage those that haven't. What are you thinking? We have amazing products. I mean, Nitric Boost, top scientists, you know, like Judy Mikovits, Dr. Mikovits just said, this is the best formula out there with all the natural compounds to clean out your blood, open up your arteries and veins, and counter all the garbage that's going on out there. You need Nitric Boost. And there's the big Save InfoWars mega sale, 40% off on Nitric Boost, 40% off on DNA Force Plus, 40% off on Brain Force Ultra. VasoBeats does a similar thing. It's a different formula as Nitric Boost. It's all there. The Ultra 12, highest quality B12, the Survival Shield X3, the Survival Shield X2. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com, the highest quality fish oil. And it keeps us on the air. So please take action now. I thank you for your support at InfoWarsStore.com or call toll free 888-253-3139. And while you're there, now shipping out the Trump bulletproof shirt with an iconic image of him after he got shot. All at InfoWarsStore.com. Hour number two, straight ahead. Stay with us.
All right, folks. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. We just had a shipment come in months ago, and it sold out so fast that we frantically worked to get this back in stock as soon as possible because Vitamin Mineral Fusion is one of our most popular products. Now, the reason that you should be getting this product is for the same reason that you get any other multivitamin product. Our body needs these vitamins, these minerals, and these nutrients in order to live and operate at the most efficient level possible. Now, you should be getting this from InfoWarsStore.com instead of from your pharmacy or your grocery store or with name brands or generic versions, because this has optimal absorption included in it. It's designed for your body to be able to actually absorb all of the nutrients in the most efficient way possible, unlike other competitors on the market that just simply don't operate that way. Now, this includes comprehensive nutritional support. Vitamin Mineral Fusion from InfoWarsStore.com has A, C, D, E, B complex, essential minerals like magnesium, calcium, and zinc. Everything the body needs to survive. It also includes enhanced absorption and utilization. Like I was saying before, this is an advanced multivitamin formulation designed to let your body actually absorb everything so you don't just flush it out like with so many competitors. And finally, it will support energy production and recovery. So make sure you check out Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com right now, not only because this product is an amazing product for anybody in the world to take, but because by purchasing from InfoWarsStore.com, you keep us on the air in this most dangerous time for both InfoWars and our country. We know that freedom of speech is under attack. We know that the New World Order is trying to take over and shut down InfoWars and, frankly, shut you down too. So by getting Vitamin Mineral Fusion at InfoWarsStore.com, not only are you fighting for your health, but you're fighting for your country and you're fighting for humanity itself.